Hello, this is Richard Jacobs with the Good Nights Sleep Project podcast. If you have a sleep problem, insomnia, waking up multiple times at night, snoring, and having to sleep in the other room, sleep apnea, waking up foggy, tired, exhausted, restless leg syndrome, neck, shoulder, back pain, and more, then this podcast may provide answers for these problems. Although it's not medical advice, it's a summary of my learnings on having sleep problems for 20 plus years and my discussions with hundreds of sleep practitioners, apnea specialists, snoring specialists, narcolepsy specialists, and more. I hope that if you do have a sleep problem and that's what's caused you to listen to this podcast, that you'll find the beginnings of an answer or perhaps the whole answer by listening. Tune in, but I want you to know again that this is not medical advice, this is not tax advice, this is not financial advice, this is not psychological advice. It's purely information. What you do with it is up to you and your responsibility. But again, our goal here at the Good Night Sleep Project is to at least give you the help you need to have a great night's sleep, 7 nights a week, if possible, every night of your life. Hello, this is Richard Jacobs with the Good Nights Sleep Project podcast. I want to talk to you today a little bit about the mechanics of sleep. So everyone listening, I want you to sit there and tilt your head to the side a few degrees, 10, 15 degrees. And I want you to imagine then that there's about 10 pounds of weight on your head in that position, because that's about the weight of your head. Then I want you to imagine you're in that position with the weight on your head for 8 hours. What would that do to you? I think you know the answer. Your neck would be shot, your shoulders, your back, all that stuff would be way out of whack. You'd probably have headaches, etc. You'd be very uncomfortable in the first place, so good luck even falling asleep. Now, I want you to imagine your head is straight up and down. You're not kinked at all. There's no weight on you because your head's straight up and down, or at least you're supported. Now you're going to be like that for 8 hours. Now what do you imagine? Completely different scenario. So a lot of people think it's no big deal to have, let's say, a pillow that's too thin or too thick, or a mattress that causes the person to sleep uphill because it sags in the middle, or that kind of stuff. No pillow between your knees and your ankles, no pillow that you're hugging, just again, one or two pillows stacked up under your neck. The mechanics of your sleep are super important because, again, like I said, here's what it does. It'll tweak your neck, your back, your shoulders. Now I want you to imagine your airway, your throat, what you breathe through. That's only the size of a garden hose. It's 0.6 to 1 inches in diameter. That's it. So literally, if you picture a garden hose, if you ever watered the lawn, that's what you're breathing through. Now imagine as you sleep, if you're in this bad position and that hose gets kinked, what happens when you kink the hose and the water goes through it? It spurts out because now the hose is kinked. The pressure, goes and the hose, it's spurting out like crazy. Well, if you're trying to breathe through this hose and it's only barely an inch itself and it gets kinked on one side a quarter of an inch and it gets kinked on the other side a quarter of an inch, now you're breathing through half the normal size you'd breathe through. So you go, your breath now becomes raspy, it becomes labored, you have to breathe harder. This is what leads to snoring. And if the kinking gets bad enough, if the soft tissues of your throat and your mouth and all that, they relax when you sleep, first of all. And as you get older, the tone of that muscle goes down, it gets worse. Well, guess what? Your throat can actually close up while you sleep. And that's called sleep apnea, which is very, very high prevalence amongst adults. Doesn't mean you have to be heavy or thin. It happens to a lot of people, especially as they age. The stats on apnea are, 15-20% at least, and it's undiagnosed, it's probably far more than that. And snoring, as I'm sure a lot of the listeners know, that's pervasive. So a lot of this comes literally from the mechanics of sleep. So if you don't have your mechanics right, you're not going to sleep well. I want you to picture one more scenario. You're laying there, and the pillow, for instance, or the bed just doesn't feel right. It feels too hard, too soft, too high, too low. It just doesn't feel right. You feel uncomfortable. Well, that can easily, let's say normally you fall asleep in 10 minutes. That could easily turn into an hour of tossing and turning. Again, all back to the mechanics of sleep. So that's what this podcast is about. My general advice for people that are having pain and feel like mechanics is a problem is to look at all the mechanics of what you're sleeping on, how you're laying, etc. Look at your bed, look at your pillow, feel your neck and your head. Maybe have someone look at you, the person you sleep with, lay in the position you're normally going to sleep in and have that person look at you. Do you look kinked? Do you feel kinked? Do you feel off? If you lay in that position and then relax your muscles, are you now suddenly moving into another
position that's even worse for you. I'll give you one last example. So I'm a side sleeper. What I noticed when I fall asleep is that my face will roll forward onto the pillow, partially covering my mouth. And the arm I lay on, when I lay on my side, most people do, you lay on your arm, your neck's on your arm. My neck kind of rolls forward a little bit. My face rolls a little bit forward. So my arm is pushing against the corner of my neck and kinking my air a little bit. I felt that. And I've actually changed my sleep situation to avoid that. One way is by having a pillow I hug, which prevents me from rolling forward. Another way is by having a firmer pillow that, you know, when I don't roll forward onto it. So these are some of the mechanics of sleep I've had to look at and fix. Now, one more picture in here. When I lay on my side, again, I'm laying on one of my arms. The top arm usually is hanging over me. And that arm, when I sleep, it can essentially move upwards and kind of compress the other side of my neck. I'll probably have to show you a picture of this. But I've noticed that that arm, when it relaxes, it's also pressing on my neck just from the other side. That arm is kind of riding up towards my head and impinging on the other side of my neck. So just by laying in a certain position and relaxing, I was able to figure out what's going on with me when I sleep and why am I snoring and why am I having these problems. So moral of the story, look in the mechanics of your sleep. Think about what's going on. Lay in a position you lay in. Relax and see where things move and what happens to your breath. And I think you'll be able to fix a lot of your issues by looking at that. So if you need help with the mechanics of your sleep, any other questions, advice, etc., go to goodnightssleepproject.com. We have some answers for you, hopefully. The goal of the company is to help everyone get 7 good nights of sleep a week. That's our goal. So whether you're at 1 good night, 2 good nights, 6 good nights, or 0 good nights, our goal is to give you at least one more good night of sleep in the week. Hopefully, ideally, all 7. Thank you.
Hello, this is Richard Jacobs with the Good Nights Sleep Project podcast. If you have a sleep problem, insomnia, waking up multiple times at night, snoring, having to sleep in the other room, sleep apnea, waking up foggy, tired, exhausted, restless leg syndrome, neck, shoulder, back pain, and more, then this podcast may provide answers for these problems. Although it's not medical advice, it's a summary of my learnings on having sleep problems for 20 plus years and my discussions with hundreds of sleep practitioners, apnea specialists, snoring specialists, narcolepsy specialists, and more. I hope that if you do have a sleep problem and that's what's caused you to listen to this podcast, that you'll find the beginnings of an answer or perhaps the whole answer by listening. Tune in, but I want you to know again that this is not medical advice, this is not tax advice, this is not financial advice, this is not psychological advice. It's purely information. What you do with it is up to you and your responsibility. But again, our goal here at the Good Night Sleep Project is to at least give you the help you need to have a great night's sleep, 7 nights a week, if possible, every night of your life.